From KETR News, this is Tomorrow's Water Today, a weekly look at issues affecting the present and future water resources of Northeast Texas. I'm Mark Haslett. Here on this program, we've been talking a lot about the Texas Water Development Board. But when it comes to water infrastructure in Texas, that agency isn't the only state agency in the picture. The Texas Commission on Environmental Quality is the agency that grants or denies permits for any type of development that would have a significant impact on the Texas natural environment. Something like a new reservoir would have to be granted a permit by the TCEQ in order to be built. To understand the flowchart of how a reservoir goes from idea to completion, the pathway goes something like this. First, regional water plan, then state water plan, then permitting application to the TCEQ. So while it's definitely a big deal for a project to be part of the state water plan, that's not where the process stops. Nothing gets built without a permit from the TCEQ. KETR spoke with Ron Ellis. He's manager of the Water Rights Permitting and Availability section of the TCEQ. He says the application process has two parts.
The first part is administrative. We look at the administrative requirements in our rules. Examples are things like they have to submit a map, and they have to show ownership of the land to be inundated, or in the case of a major water supplier, maybe they have condemnation rights, and fees and things like that.
Now, if you're a landowner or you have an interest in landowners' issues, that part about condemnation rights might have got your attention. To be clear, the TCEQ does not grant condemnation rights. Their process merely makes sure that the applicant is coming to the TCEQ with those rights already secured. Basically, the first part of the application is strictly administrative, making sure that the person filing the application has the authority to do so based on whatever the entity is, and that all the basics are in place, including where everything would be built, including the dam, how that would be built, where that would go, and so forth. Then there's the second part of the application process.
In the second part is the technical requirements that we review. That's things like whether there's water available for the project, and, you know, what environmental impacts there may be.
So what sort of criteria are used by the TCEQ when it comes to determining environmental impact?
With regard to environmental impact, many river basins have environmental flow standards that are adopted into TCEQ rules as a result of Senate Bill 3. In basins where there are adopted environmental flow standards, those standards are applied. In basins where there's not existing environmental flow standards, then, you know, the applicant usually does an environmental assessment, and TCEQ reviews their assessment for impacts.
In this case, basin refers to river basins. Northeast Texas includes all or part of several river basins: the Red, the Trinity, the Sulphur, the Cypress, the Sabine, and the Neches. We'll discuss how the rules governing development in these basins differ next week on Tomorrow's Water Today. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.